A peace agreement deadline looms for Syria. Oral discipleship is multiplying the church. And an audio Bible ministry is celebrating yet another milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria has until tonight to comply with an Arab-brokered peace accord or face further action. Greg Musselman is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says the international pressure from the United Nations may be helpful.
People within those Arab countries, when they see what's going on in Syria, they're very upset about that, and they want their governments to do something. And many of these cases, these governments are trying to stay in power and at least showing some kind of humanitarian awareness of what's happening in Syria.
But for Christians, the nightmare scene is repeating.
For Christians from Iraq that have fled into places like Syria, they've come from the bloodshed and literally being targeted and now are in Syria facing the situation that's going there.
There's still hope. You can pray.
There is work that is being done, and the church is being encouraged there. They are getting supplies and things that they need to continue on their gospel work, but it's a wait-and-see situation.
Meanwhile, the hunt for LRA terrorist group leader Joseph Kony is making headway. Reported U.S. Special Forces meetings in Central African Republic are said to be precursor missions. CAR missionary with Africa Inland Mission Wendy Atkins says not only does it appear forces know where Kony is, but LRA troops are giving up.
Some of these LRA have surrendered over the past 6 months.
Atkins says they estimate there are less than 500 LRA troops still active, but they're spread out. She says the scars of warfare run deep.
Since December of 2009, 966 people have been killed by the LRA and 1,810 have been abducted. When you look at those numbers, it may not seem huge, but behind each one of those deaths or those abductions, you've got a village that's been upset. You've got a church that's basically been dispersed.
Pray for an end to the LRA regime. Pray also for churches as they reach out to victims with the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands are turning to Christ every day in India, China, and the Middle East. In these areas, new believers lack leaders to disciple them. The Mission Society is doing something about it, though, by training oral disciplers. Mary is a member of the Mission Society Global Resource Team, training everyday believers who are oral learners how to share their faith.
This method of using God's story and doing it orally, going through it 6 times and doing it inductively, they can turn around the next day and tell that story to someone else.
Because of this oral discipleship method, they don't have to wait for a Bible to be translated, and it's safe.
There's nothing that any official can confiscate. I don't even have to take my Bible. There's nothing to incriminate them. There's no evidence. If the word passes from my heart to their heart.
You can get more information about the Mission Society at missionnetworknews.org. Next, last week marked a 4-day international multimedia marathon to spread the gospel. Evangelist Luis Palau hosted Night Talk for 4 nights in a row, answering questions about the Christian faith from callers in Latin America, Australia, Europe, and the U.S. Through various media outlets, including TV, online streaming, and radio, millions of people heard Palau touch on topics like abortion, depression, and the occult. Dozens of nations heard the gospel. And Faith Comes By Hearing is announcing the release of 11 new language recordings. That brings the total of New Testament recordings to more than 600 languages. According to FCBH, the 11 new releases represent more than 650,000 people who now have the Word of God in an audio format in their heart language. They're already making plans for 2013, their 40th year of making God's Word accessible to all. Pray doors stay open for distribution. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get the book, It's Your Mission, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.